News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. There have been more negotiations between Wausau city leaders and the owners of the Wausau Center Mall, that's the management company CBL and Associates. Finance Committee Chairman Keene Winters confirms that the Finance and Economic Development Committees have come up with a possible plan. It may be more generous than $143,000 in rent forgiveness.
We've heard a proposal from CBL, the owners of the mall, and we have made a counter proposal, and we're going to see what we hear back from them.
By the way, CBL has said it wants an answer on a possible aid package by May 31st. It's not clear, though, if the city will meet that deadline. The city council could be voting as early as Tuesday. There are some other members who would like to see if the county and surrounding communities might be able to offer additional aid, seeing the mall as a regional asset, but that could delay a final decision until June. A Stevens Point man who's been convicted in the drunk driving death of two passengers has been sentenced, and he has drawn jail time. Let's get an update on the case from WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
23-year-old Timothy Saavedra will spend the next 7 years in prison on two counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and one count of injury by intoxicated use of a vehicle. Police say he was behind the wheel June 20th of last year when his truck went off the road, killing 21-year-old Melissa Peterson-Susda and 21-year-old Stephanie Eberhardt. The other victim in the truck, 21-year-old Lee Hogan, was airlifted to a hospital and survived that crash. Once released, Saavedra will spend 5 years on extended supervision. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
The VA medical facility in Gainesville, Florida, is going under the microscope of investigators. An audit team has discovered a list of patients that needed follow-up appointments that was kept on paper instead of being entered into that hospital's computer system. Three supervisors at the VA medical center have been placed on leave while the investigation continues. Primary day is come and gone in a half dozen states, and here are some of the results. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell will face Democrat Alison Lundgren in the November election. McConnell easily won the Republican primary against a Tea Party candidate last night. In Georgia, Governor Nathan Deal will face the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter in November. And businessman Tom Wolf will be the Democratic challenger to incumbent Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett. The state is adding six new private schools to the voucher program. The State Department of Public Instruction says these were the schools that were among the most with a number of applicants statewide. Critics of the program point out that 75% of the applicants this spring already attend private school. They say that's proof that the program caters primarily to those who are opposed to public education. But School Choice Wisconsin President Jim Bender says that's a silly argument.
I think that's a silly argument. In both years, the first 500 students and the second 500 students, if we had only opened the program to public school students, we would have exceeded the caps in both years of the program simply using public school students.
Now, there are only 500 voucher spots and 3,400 students applied last year. UW Stevens Point will go completely dark over Memorial Day weekend. The campus will be closing down as of Friday, May 23rd, and won't open again till Tuesday the 27th. Crews are upgrading the university's electrical service. They say shutting everything off will make it easier rather than having rolling outages. Wisconsin Rapids mayor will not face criminal charges in connection to a ballot scandal on Facebook. The Clark County District Attorney Lindsay Burnett was given the task of determining if Mayor Zach Verwink would face charges, and the prosecutor said that her office will not pursue the case. Election laws say voters cannot show their marked ballot or place a mark on the ballot so it's identifiable. The violation of the statute is a Class 1 felony. A complaint against Verwink filed a week before the election pointed that he took a picture of his absentee ballot and then posted it on Facebook to encourage his supporters to get out to the polls. There was no criminal intent in the case, according to everyone involved. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Partly sunny and a bit breezy for today, a high around 70 with a northwest wind around 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, low down to 43. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy and seasonal, a high of 68. Friday, very nice, mostly sunny with a high of 73. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm Newsline, I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Some areas are seeing some fog around this morning. Otherwise, it's partly cloudy across central Wisconsin. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.